talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about pop culture that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
Into the pop culture pile driver, get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi. You can follow me across all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. You can follow this little show right here on Twitter at Pop Culture PD. No, we're not the police of pop culture. It just can only fit so many damn characters. And would you rather have been PC pile driver?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you. And if you smash that follow button, with that, it will instantly make you this-er. Yeah. With me, as always, my tag team partner in the podcast sphere. He can be followed along all social media platforms at BillyD2411. And right now, it is the summer bottom-off right now going on his OnlyFans. You can get the discounted price of Billy's below-deck camera only, especially when he records the Pineapple Boys. I've heard it both ways. You get the Billy D bottomless camera for just $169 a month. That will take you through the rest of 2021. It will solve all your problems, and all you have to use is Billy's Hot Buns with a Z. That is a promo code. So Billy's Hot Buns over on OnlyFans. You get the Billy bottomless camera, and he is Billy D. What's going on, dude?
Hello. So what was it? $169 for the rest of the month? That's a lot of money.
$1.69 per month the rest of the year.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good deal. And as great. You know, it's very warm in here. So, you know.
It's a good time. It's a good time to get the camera.
I was not in the pool.
And you were not. You could subscribe to this. Man, I can only imagine. You can subscribe to this podcast over on iTunes, find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your freaking podcasts, all these offshoots. When you Google any of your favorite podcasts, including this one, you'll see random-ass websites that have this podcast on it. We appreciate it. Check us out. Remember, if you do leave a 5-star review, you have to leave a comment. So someone mentioned something to me, Bill, that you can just leave her like a 5-star, but it actually doesn't do anything. You have to actually write a comment. So anything nice, anything mediocre, anything whatever. A couple of you have done it. We're donating $10 on behalf of Frank's SI and the One Mission Buzz Off. If you're watching us live, that is why my hair is slowly growing back and I look like low rent Drake. You can also check out this podcast over on YouTube. You search Pop Culture Pile Driver. We're part of the hashtag Dork Shared Gooniverse over on Facebook, where a lot of the live videos of all the podcasts can be found. Merch over at TeePublic. Search Pop Culture Pile Driver. Music by Oh Yeah. Billy, got any new ditties?
Not yet, but still go out and search them on Spotify, and they play a lot of live shows. At least the guy Rye with his other band Copilot down at Loretta's went there the other night. Hell of a time.
Nice. Oh, I saw your little feet jingling in a story. I didn't know what I was looking at, but very good. Very good stuff. Always support your local music, your local music scene, and go out. Just get out of the house, everybody. Again, our nonprofit podcast partner, as Frank says, hi. We mentioned we are donating money directly through Frank Says Hi, that helps out experiential, that helps get experiences with people that are affected by cancer, which basically is all of us in some which way or form, but those actually going through treatment and the One Mission Buzz Off. So again, just leave a 5-star review, subscribe to the pod, give it a listen. Don't be shy. If you're here, just do it very quickly. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you, Bill. But Bill, this today, we're doing something a little different. This could either be our best podcast or by far our worst.
I'm leaning a little more towards the former than the latter, but you know what? Yeah, that's one of those things. Your former, latter, this, that, you know, we'll figure it out.
There you go. So yeah, we're going to do a this or that. So basically we scoured the internet for all sorts of different this or that scenarios in the categories of movies, TV, wrestling, music, video games, sports, and miscellaneous, which is a lot more miscellaneous because it's the biggest category. So we'll go through as many of these as possible. You'll find out a little bit more about us. We'll go in depth on a few, but for the most part, we're just going to answer some simple this or that questions. And Bill, the only rule I think we should have is no third option. It's one or the other.
Okay, fair enough. Like, literally, who's a black sheep? What's a black sheep? You can get with this, you can get with that.
Sure, exactly. That what you just said. And I think as long as, you know, even if you don't like either, you just say one. You pick one. Do you want to run just, do we want to run straight categories, bounce around? What do you think?
I would run straight categories. I like that idea because miscellaneous is the most fun. I think that's our last category and the most expansive.
There we go. All right. So we'll kick it off with movies. Bill, sci-fi or comedy?
I mean, this is hardly a question for me. It's 100% comedy. I'm all comedy all the time, even when it comes to TV. I do like some sci-fi, but not enough.
Yeah, this was hard for me, like, thinking about it for a second. I was like, well, obviously comedy, right? But then there's a lot of comedies that I think stink, or I don't, like, jump straight to comedies. When I see, like, a movie that has, like, a sci-fi edge, I'm kind of like, oh, I think I'll watch that. But I think overall, the product of my life, and what actually is going to tip the scales, was the other morning I woke up, and I saw Billy Madison was on, and I just was locked in. So comedy. I'll take comedy. Yeah. Didn't even realize this fits. 46th anniversary of Jaws was on Father's Day. So Jaws or Jurassic Park?
Ooh, I know Jaws. Is that your favorite movie?
That's my favorite movie. So you already know where I'm taking it.
All right. So I know you. I like Jaws, but something about Jurassic Park, it's probably my first theater experience I really, really remember. Like, I remember going to see some Disney movies, but Jurassic Park still holds up to this very day, and I love it. I love Dr. Sam Neill. I love, you know, the opening scene, and our guy, Blake, friend of the podcast, made the what's his name? I love him. Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Video famous with our friend group of him just like,
yeah. I here's the thing I will say about Jurassic Park, at least, like, what, like, you're right, this movie holds up. Like, Jaws holds up to a degree.
It does.
Like, the shark looks pretty good for the most part. There's some scenes where you're like, what are we doing here, when he, like, jumps up on the boat. But Jurassic Park, like, to this day, I don't, like, the original still looks as good as any of these new ones they've thrown out. So that is a toughie, and I can understand people going either way. Disney or DreamWorks, Bill? And before you jump, like, obviously Disney has, like, the home runs, everyone remembers. Have you ever looked at the expansive library of DreamWorks?
I have, not, like, super close, but, you know, they have a ton, obviously. I love the Kung Fu Panda movies, and the How to Train Your Dragon movies, I think, are very underrated as well.
Shrek is technically a DreamWorks.
Yep.
Shark Tales, Bill. Shark Tales. If you're done, How to Train Your Dragon, The Croods, Boss Baby. Maybe you've heard of this movie, Bill. B Movie.
Oh, yeah. The Jerry Seinfeld B Movie.
Flush Away. Don't even know what that one is. All the Shreks are on here. That's what really stands out to me. Oh, you said Kung Fu Panda. Let me see. There's another one. If there's another one that catches my eye, that's really. We said How to Train Your Dragon. Captain Underpants. Ants. Bill, Ants. Ants is DreamWorks.
Yeah, I know, but I'm probably Ants, Bug's Life. I think that's a big DSG debate as well. I'm going to go Disney just because Disney has all the classics. It's what my nieces and nephew love as well, and I grew up on Disney, and, you know, Aladdin's one of my all-time favorite movies. So that's pretty easy Disney win for me, but DreamWorks, not bad, not bad.
Have you ever heard of Turbo?
No, I've heard of it. I don't know.
How about Over the Hedge?
No.
Puss in Boots? Ooh, boy. They have the whole string.
Well, yeah. No kidding. That's how it works. Usually.
Vomit?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Disney, too. But when I saw DreamWorks, I was like, interesting. Will Smith or Tom Hanks?
Ooh. You know what? I think Forrest Gump's a little overrated. Not that some of Will Smith's movies aren't overrated. But I'm going to go Will Smith all day, too, because he also has the music career and the TV career and the movie career, whereas Hanks, he ain't putting out any jams, you know. So,
well, he was in that music video for
That Thing You Do,
Charlie Ray Jepsen. I really, 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 really like you. So he did that. He was in Bosom Buddies. But I think our generation, we're taking Will Smith here. Come on, for everything you said. Here's an interesting one: Lion King or Aladdin?
Aladdin. I mean, I just said that's my favorite Disney movie. One of my favorite movies of all time. I think I'd put the soundtrack up there with any soundtrack of all time. Never Had a Friend Like Me is my favorite, but You Have a Whole New World. And then Prince Ali, Fabulous E, Ali Baba. He's got the monkeys. Check out the monkeys.
Yeah, it's an iconic film. Don't get me wrong. But Lion King, to me, if I had to pick between the two, I think as I've gotten older, I think I lean more Aladdin. But so Lion King was the movie when I was a kid with the big, I don't even know what those, like, it was a plastic, but it was almost like a different type of shell VHS openings. I used to.
Oh, yeah.
It was loose.
The white plastic.
Yeah, and it like snapped in. Like that thing was hard to snap back in because I was opening that pup on the daily. Love Lion King. And the and how about this? Well, you know what? I'm gonna copy it for later. This one, Bill, this is a tough one for me too. Iron Man or Batman?
Oh, Batman. Grew up on Batman, loved Batman. I was a Batman kid from day one ish. Had all the toys, loved the, you know, animated Batman series growing up as well. And he was just the cooler guy. I didn't really know about Iron Man. Like, I knew of him, obviously, through comic books, but I wasn't like a super comic book nerd ever. And I didn't even really get into the Marvel movies probably through like halfway through, you know, the big, you know, MCU deal.
Yeah, I got to go Batman too. Batman's like the dude. But the reason I thought you were going to go recency bias and go Iron Man. I really did.
No, I mean, I like Tony Stark and what he's done. And obviously, Robert Downey Jr. has transformed how these movies are seen by millions. But I think Batman was probably one of the first to do that. Obviously, Batman 89. Classic movie.
Oh my god.
Doesn't hold up, but it's still a good watch.
Oh well, don't care if it holds up. I just need that soundtrack in my life. Prince's best work.
I don't know about that.
Just take a listen. Just listen to all of his old albums and then listen to Batman 89 and tell me which one you're gonna go back to. Jim Carrey, Bill, or Adam Sandler.
Oh, this is the ultimate one, right? This is the one people are like, you know, which one could you do without? I think they even threw a few other guys in there, but this is probably where you would pair it right down to.
Yeah.
Oh, this is tough because that means you're getting rid of Dumb and Dumber or Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. I'd probably lean Jim Carrey slightly just because I like Dumb and Dumber better than Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. It's really tough, though.
It's extremely tough. It really, like this one, I think I'm leaning Adam Sandler. Jim Carrey also has a magnificently positive outlook on life in his Instagram craziness. But outside of that, like, yeah, the Mask. Like, that's such a good movie. Not Son of the Mask, but that is such a good one. But by the way, Bill, have you ever seen Son of the Mask?
No. Is that the one with Jamie Kennedy?
Yeah. So no. I'm going to implore you to do something. Not watch that movie. Trust me. But Jamie Kennedy has a badass YouTube channel right now. And he like interviews people sometimes, which give or take, but he's doing this series of like, he talks about like how he got the role in Scream and like certain things like Scream 2. He plays out things, but he's doing this like 4-part series about the Son of the Mask. And I think it's just called Son of the Mask actually, but you have to check it out. It is so intriguing to hear what the thought process behind that movie, what they thought that movie was going to be. And when they got a guy like Jamie Kennedy, who at the time had the show, The Jamie Kennedy Experience. And I don't know if you were into that or not, but that show was
bomb. My dad loved that show.
Well, that is amazing. that's a fun fact. But like, he was like super on the rise and they thought this movie was going to be like, kind of like what you just mentioned, like with Batman, like we've seen all these different versions of Batman, right? And it's been successful. He thought, hey, this is going to be like that. Like, I'm not trying to be Jim Carrey. It's a different.
Not like this.
Yes. And, dude, it was it's really fascinating to hear this or that. But I'm going to go, oh, I love The Cable Guy.
So I was just going to say The Cable Guy, I looked up their films back to back. And as much as I like Adam Sandler might have more ones that I enjoy, Cable Guy is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Like, you have them in a row. Do you have, like, release?
Oh, like the years they released? I don't think I have them by release.
Go to his Wikipedia very quickly because I want to see what this looks. If they do they do films?
Oh, and you got Uncut Gems too, which I fucking love. That is phenomenal. But he also made Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
So big point deduction there.
There'll be some downs. I'm just looking really quickly. Like Adam Sandler, obviously SNL in basically 90s when it all started. Then he was in Coneheads, Airheads, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, Waterboy, Big Daddy, Little Nicky, and then things go a little different. Punch Drunk Love, Mr. Deeds, depending on what you think of these. Anger Management, 50 First Dates, Longest Yard, Click, and then we don't even have to really
I like You Be Halloween.
No, that's way late. That's his last movie. He has had 30 year run is incredible. Yeah. From 1990 to 2020. What a 30-year run. We don't know what the next movie will be from him. But, yeah, you do have the mix-ins of the Jack and Jills, the grown-ups.
That's My Boy.
I actually like That's My Boy. I think that movie's hilarious.
I've actually never seen it.
That's my boy. Just go with it. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Probably aren't going to get a lot of people riled up.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, though.
I find all those hilarious. Never seen the Transylvania movies. I'm sure as my child grows, I will. Pixel was one of the most, like, I thought the concept was awesome, but just awful. So, ooh, that's a tough one. I'm sticking with Adam Sandler, though. I'm sorry, Jim Carrey. I love you, bud. Here's a good one, Bill. Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone? One, who would you rather look like? And two, which movie career?
Who would I rather look like? I feel like if you looked like Arnold, it would be too much. Like, especially in, like, his bodybuilding prime, that guy was, like, he looked like an Adonis, like a Greek god. I feel like if I were to, like, pick a body, like, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky 1, I mean, that's pretty, like, he's a little smaller, like, frame, too. Like, you're not going to look – you'll stand out in a crowd, but you won't be like, this guy's, like, a freak.
Yeah, I think I'd want to look like Stallone. Even to this day, man. That guy – actually, Arnold, as he gotten older
– he looks okay.
He does. He just – his face is still a little tough on me, a little tough to look at. But movie career-wise, the knockout hits. You got the Rocky series. You got the Rambo series, including all the other shenanigans that Stallone was in. Arnold has he goes up and down, right? Like
he does a lot of good comedy. Well, not good comedy, but at least some of it. Like Twins is pretty good. But the thing that probably swings it to me is I'll say, ooh, I love Predator. Like if I were to go any sci-fi movie, that's probably my favorite sci-fi movie. But then I like enough of the Rockies a ton. And I named, fun fact, my childhood dog Oscar after the Sylvester Stallone movie Oscar, which is a terrible fucking movie, but for some reason I loved it. So I'm going to lean him basically just on Rocky's alone, even though he's kind of – Rocky V was terrible, and you know he was a little bit too much a part of the Creed franchise when he didn't need to be. But this is an ultimate tough one, but gun to my head, I'm probably going Stallone.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arnold. He makes me laugh, and I think I watch more of his movies. I've seen, don't get me wrong, I'm not, maybe I have to go back. Maybe that could be a future pod, like the Rocky movies, because I've never had the love for the Rocky movies. Not that I don't like them, but I've never been like, oh, Rocky's on, I'm sitting down watching. Rambo, don't get me wrong, love those. But
it's tough, though, because Kindergarten Cop, Adisha Lunches, who is your daddy, and what does he do? It's not the tumor.
Bill, exactly. Jingle All the Way. There are movies that I literally watch, and Arnold is a huge part. True Lies, one of my favorite action movies.
Oh, you know what? It's tough. Like, when you think about it, I love True Lies, and I think you thought I was lying when they said it, they had a True Lies video game, but they do.
I
and
still don't believe you, but.
100%. And I love Arnold. It's
a good one.
It's a good one. I'm going to go Stallone just because I love Rocky so much. So, yeah, that may be a podcast for both of them. They're two of our actors that we dive into. Along with Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton there. I keep looking at that filmology, and I say to myself, ooh, that's going to be a long week. TV, we'll bang through these ones. Hulu or Netflix?
Hulu's on the come up, but I still lean a little bit Netflix. Plus, they're getting Seinfeld from Hulu soon. I think it's like the last month of Seinfeld's on Hulu. Now, New Girl has become my new Office show because The Office is now off Netflix. Netflix, I think, has the better original still by far. Hulu's slightly on the come up. I think Hulu, you know, has live sports and TV. I don't really use that for that. I have YouTube TV now. But Netflix has the better original content as of right now.
Bill, enjoy that 10-second or actually like 2-minute delay from live sports. So put your phone away when you're watching on the YouTube TV like me. So if the game's coming down, it's like 15 seconds left. If you're watching,
Check Twitter. I've learned.
Flip the phone over. Or especially muted if it's like your team. Like, so if like the Red Sox, or not that we get that, but like any game, you'll hear, damn it, they must have
won. I don't have any alerts on my phone except for text messaging, nothing else.
Text messaging and sexting. I love that. I will also say Netflix, even though Netflix is overwhelming. I've noticed, like, every time I pop off the screen, there's something new. They're trying to jam some new show down. And everything's a show. Every time I'm like, ooh, this will be fun to watch tonight series. I'm like, F you. F you, Netflix. Bart Simpson or Stewie?
I mean, I'm a Simpsons guy through and through. I think Bart Simpson, you know, in his prime, nobody better. You know, maybe Homer, but, you know, still same family. Yeah. Stewie's great, but he's not going to make it here for me.
it's really hard because now looking at like the lineage of both, Stewie's just like such a more dynamic character, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And being a baby is just hilarious. So I'm gonna go Stewie. But this is like by like 51-49.
Yeah, it's fair though. I could see that.
Here's the one that I think, you know, gets everybody kind of going. Bill, are you more of a binger or watching a show week to week?
I would prefer, because I have no self-control, a good old-fashioned week-to-week show, because that's when I have the most enjoyment with it. I spend a little more time with the franchise series, whatever it is. I think people are goo-goo gaga for Loki. It's good so far, but I just loved the way WandaVision did it, and it got me back into, like, this is why I love week-to-week television, right?
It's the best. I will always take a week-to-week over a binge. As much as I do enjoy, like, even right now with the current leave, as we're recording this, we're watching the show Sweet Tooth, but we're timing it. We're not binging it. We're purposely making sure we don't watch any more than two episodes. Now, this one more, I feel like it's strictly geared to you, but I know your answer, but I still find it intriguing. The Office or Seinfeld?
Seinfeld's my favorite. I think it's the best show ever, and it's my second favorite show. I have a psych podcast, so that's my favorite show of all time, but Seinfeld I've probably seen more than any other show still. And sometimes I watch these episodes of Psych for I've heard it both ways, hashtag them pineapple boys. Yeah. Sometimes I watch them 6 or 7 times during the week. And I know there's certain episodes of Seinfeld I've seen 70 times without doubt in my mind. Cause I'll just put it on like a season on loop as I'm working at home or doing graphics. So it's hands down, and it got better as it went along. Whereas The Office just fell off a cliff around season 6 and a half.
If we can quickly, a quick aside, and we'll bang through this thing. I know when the show died, and it's not when Michael left. People want to say it was the day Michael left was the death of The Office. I think we can almost wrap, like, we can still go through our final few seasons here because now I'm watching it. It is very weird, but it was the introduction, and it's not an exact spot, and it's not that this character isn't good. It's the introduction of Gabe when he comes into the show. The whole, no. It's not him though. Everything. I don't know if there was a writer. I'm trying to read because something else happened, and it might be because they knew Michael was leaving within like 15 or 10 episodes of that point. But like those, right in that,
it could be when Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak stopped writing as much. That could be one of the things.
They're writing again here in like season 8 though, which is bizarre.
They came back at the end, like a lot of the writers.
Here's what it becomes: the show has these spot moments of funny, like, oh, that plot's really good, or oh, Andy's now the boss. We can easily transition him into that Michael, or we could do it, but they don't. They don't fully go there. They like play this weird game with his character, and then everybody else is just different. Like literally every character has this change of personality almost overnight. Like we're getting, it's just weird. It is very strange what they've, and they make Kevin literally like a cartoon character. It's, but we'll get into it in the future. But for me, this one's really hard because I'm watching a ton of The Office, and it's making me want to watch older Offices.
Don't you dare.
No. But hear me out for a second. This is your fault. You told me you got to watch The Office. We're going to review The Office. So now I'm in The Office tornado, if you will. So I'm watching this hard to watch season 8 when I'm yearning when like Comedy Central has season 2 on, and I'm watching 5 episodes. I'm not going to watch 5 straight episodes of Seinfeld today. Not that I think the show is by far the most hilarious because the simplicity of it. It's that's what, because me and you, there could be a show right now about Seinfeld about two guys doing a podcast. That could be an off episode. Mm-hmm. You just make anything hilarious. Larry David is a genius. All the actors, everything. So it's really hard. I'm going to go Seinfeld, but I don't want it to be, it's not like a home run in my book. They made it through them and everyone can rejoice. Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones?
Breaking Bad. I did love Game of Thrones. I probably watched 6 seasons in like a week and a half to catch up 1 year. But it's just Breaking Bad starts a little slow, whereas Game of Thrones starts off like a bat out of hell. But the end of, I think, season 4 of Breaking Bad was phenomenal. And I think a lot of people talk about this all the time. You didn't need a season 5, and season 5 was still amazing. The movie kind of hurts the ending, but I still think it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Both these shows ended with like the last taste in your mouth from like the experience of those universes are poor. Game of Thrones is one of the greatest, like what an absolute art, piece of art. Amazing work. So it's like hard. This is why I put these two, because I'm like, I could see people going either way. Like Breaking Bad, I think, is a superior showing for certain aspects of it from like an, but like the artistic side, the long, the intertwining multiple storylines every week and having an expansive universe. Game of Thrones is one of the greatest shows literally to do it. Like of all, like we're Lost guys and I'm always going to leave.
Oh yeah.
Like Game of Thrones may push Lost down with that side of it. Like we can intertwine crap and you won't even see these people for 10 weeks and they had boobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's and, true. They had boobs and it was rich and colorful and a lot of different characters. But the week-to-week tension and drama and dramatic build of Breaking Bad with is Walter White going to make it out of here? Is Hank going to – like all of those like moments, can he pull it off? Can he kill Gus Fring? Like the tension and drama that was created in Breaking Bad I think made me a little more on the edge of my seat than a lot of Game of Thrones, especially the way that Game of Thrones kind of fell down at the end.
I know, but I think that's there was so much drama with Game of Thrones, though. There were so many moments where you're like, what is about to happen here? Like, are they going to execute this? Like, the way the first season ended, dude, you were like, what?
Yeah, it was like a curveball with certain things, but I just feel like it was more like shock factor with some of the stuff, whereas Game of, like, you know, I was involved in both, but I just feel like I never had a television experience quite like Breaking Bad, where I'm just like so... I'm feeling the drama. Like I was watching Uncut Gems the whole time.
You just said the sweat was real. How I Met Your Mother or Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Now I know your answer.
Oh yeah. Please. This was
mine is Always Sunny just for, you know.
Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, you got Dennis, you got Mac.
Got Goo.
Yeah, go. No, but there's some of the one where Dee gets pregnant is one of my favorite episodes of television of all time. Just as she progressively becomes more of a bird until she's an actual friggin' bird at the end of the night. So, you know, the one where they go the 70s, the 80s ski lodge one, that's a later classic from them. The gas crisis, the wild card. Whereas How I Met Your Mother has Barney, Marshall, and Let's Go to the Mall.
I will still lean How I Met Your Mother. I'm a big mystery guy. I love it. Love some of the payoffs. But I will say the one thing about Always Sunny that like once they introduce, you know, Frank into the
film,
there is some shows and this is a thing. And I don't know if Mac and Goo have done this in the past. If they haven't, they should. We could do it. This could be like we talked about Andy in The Office. Like Andy's one of the best additions to a show because I, first of all, thought that guy was always on the show. I didn't know about the show, but his face was always a part of it. Like characters that come late that actually help the show progress.
I think Dork or Mac and Goo had done that at one point. Yeah. And I think Andy for seasons 3 and 4 was the greatest of all time. And then all of a sudden in like 6, he falls off a cliff and could be, when you look at it, one of the worst. But his like Cornell, his season 3 to season 4 run is elite stuff.
Yeah, and if you like The Office, you can check out. We have reviewed those seasons. We've reviewed through season 5. You can look at the archives over at the Pop Culture Pile Driver in your podcast app. All right, we're going to make wrestling a quick one. Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair?
Hulk Hogan. Easy.
Hogan. This one, maybe not as quick. Austin or The Rock?
This is tough, but I'm probably going to lean...
Have you seen The Expendables?
I have. I'm probably going to lean Austin. As much as I love The Rock, Austin, I just have so many fond memories of. And he was on the scene a little bit before him, and his impact, I think, lasts a little bit longer, even though The Rock's more of a crossover hit.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning Rock here. Rock entertained the pants off me. I used to repeat. I kind of wanted to be the Rock. Not like, you know, it's funny. Everybody wants to be The Rock now. And, you know, when Rock was, when we were kids, The Rock was funny. That's the thing I loved about The Rock. The Rock had that, like, he could balance everything from wrestling. And I hated Stone Cold in the beginning because I was still a believer, Bill. And he was fighting my guy, Bret Hart, and he said some really mean things about him. He once said, Bill, if you put an S in front of Hitman, that's what I think about you.
Yeah, Shitman.
Whoa, can't be saying that. I was offended as a, like, 12-year-old, and I did not like that man. I wanted to beat up Stone Cold. I thought Stone Cold was a jerk. So The Rock will be my guy. And by the way, what a time. Think about this. You said like a little bit before, yes, he won King of the Ring in 96, the Stone Cold. But like his rise really came later in 97. What, literally almost like a little over a calendar year later is when The Rock became the guy. And then oddly, they both like left at the same time. Like WrestleMania 19 was Stone Cold's last match. A month later, The Rock left when he lost to Goldberg. Just like weird kind of coinciding with that peak of WWE fandom. Maybe obvious, maybe not. Royal Rumble or Money in the Bank?
Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is my Christmas. It's still my favorite event of any sporting event. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking about the NBA Finals. I don't think there's anything better than 30 men getting in one ring and just going at it for up to 90 minutes. And it's a lot of fun. There's always some pretty good drama. And lately they've even been hitting it home runs with the Royal Rumble. So it's always a lot of fun, a lot of mystery. And I would rent these tapes as a child over and over again from the local Avenue Video.
High rewatch value on Royal Rumble. But Money in the Bank, I will give it this. Like, they're super exciting with the right mix of guys. Like, some of those early ones at WrestleManias with Shelton Benjamin doing, like, extraordinary moves that you wouldn't see on a week-to-week. You also was really making guys in a different way. Like, CM Punk, before they were what you think of them now, like, they were, like, mid-card guys. And that really catapulted them, where the Royal Rumble hasn't done that for a ton of guys until – realistically, like Drew McIntyre and Alberto Del Rio are two that come to mind. Like, it's always kind of been a guy you write about there, and you can sometimes see where they're going. But good concepts either way. Money in the Bank, the next WWE pay-per-view, built on the road. Trish or Lita?
Trish Stratus, 100%.
I was watching this, and I was watching with my wife because we watch wrestling. I watch a ton of wrestling. And we were watching Mandy Rose, who a lot of people kind of want to compare, but not can't. But Mandy Rose, like, similar bodies because they're both, like, buff, very fit women. Mm-hmm. But Trish Stratus in that early, like, 2001 might be one of the most sexual, like attractive, like, fitness models I've ever seen.
I was trying Pure to sex, as they say, as the kids say.
Like, but she wasn't overly – but see, is the thing. Like, that was in the transition of, like, when she was being, like, tantalizing as well as, like, becoming a wrestler. Her body build was, like, next level. Like, now people have, like – way over, like, I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but like, defined abs. Her body was just like so, like, oh my, it was like, it really is like, I was watching my life. It was, I was like,
yeah.
It, because like, Lita had more like abs, if you will, where Trish had like the right thick build.
I mean, you don't have to tell me about Trish Stratus. She is the hottest, she was the hottest thing in the world when I was, you know, in the formative years there.
Because you had like, Britney Spears was like, because we were young, but then there was like, Trish was like a woman. Mm-hmm. Woman. Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart?
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. It to me, you know, obviously, well, you know, we've talked about this before. Bret Hart was my everything growing up, but then HBK just came onto the scene and he is the coolest thing ever. I saw the video, I don't know when it was, of the chanting of when they were playing his music and then the crowd kept it going. Like the, I think I'm cute.
Oh, yes.
And he was just dancing. He actually has, like, it looks like he's starting to grow his hair back a little bit, which is nice.
There's a lot. It's going to take some time there.
Yeah. But there's HBK.
One more match for him. There's a lot of rumors that he's going to get an NXT match. I know. Well, he had that awful match in Australia where he ripped Kane's mask off.
No, he didn't.
On purpose.
Never happened.
Never. Honestly, scratch it.
Never happened. Black.
I'm going Bret Hart here. I love this man through and through. Love everything he represents. Takes the world of wrestling maybe a little too serious, and I'm saying that. But Shawn Michaels is a complete dirtbag at one point, but he's also kind of like worked his way out of that. Like, obviously from like 97 stuff, but like also kind of just seems like a good coach for wrestlers too, where the bitterness of Bret, which you can understand, a lot of crazy things have happened in that man's little crazy, horrible tragedies have happened in that man's life, but yeah, I think like Shawn Michaels is, you know, whether it's the big man above, has learned to kind of let some things go. But I'll always be Bret Hart, one of the best in ring. Like, you can watch any of his matches and they're entertaining enough and they're not like boring, where like guys now try to be like Bret Hart, where they're trying to make like good matches. Like, we could use a lot more Shawn Michaels and Bret Harts in the world. We could just say that from at least an in ring standpoint. Last one, Y2J or RVD?
This is an interesting one, and, you know, if you asked a guy who maybe like Wes, one of those 420 guys, or our buddy Marco, friend of the podcast Marco, he might lean RVD, but our Y2J has just done it for so long, and to me, his latter run in WCW leading into his run in WWE is probably one of my favorite runs in wrestling history. And then, you know, even all the catchphrases he had later on in his run with Kevin Owens and the "You Just Made the List." Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry there.
I absolutely love it. I will say that it is really funny to me that what you said about RVD, because I get our buddy Marco consistently throwing me Instagram videos of RVD doing ridiculous things from WCW and stuff and saying, like, this guy did this high. Imagine him straight. Also, great WWE icons on RVD. If you pop on the old kakak, check that out, Bill. It's really worth your time. I don't know when you're at the gym, if you do any cardio, but it's a good watch while you're doing that. Mm. I think you'll enjoy our guy, Doc, your buddy, the other Pineapple Boy, big Y2J guy. I will also take Y2J. I have a working write-up that'll go on Geeks Worldwide eventually, because I have a reason that I think Chris Jericho is the greatest wrestler of all time. Music, Bill, will bang this one out as well. I'm not even going to keep saying that. Headphones or speakers?
Speakers all day. If I can listen to it loud in a full room all freaking day.
Loud and proud. Turn that bitch up to 11. Pop culture pile driver style. DJ or band?
Until I found my first good wedding band ever, I would always say DJ, but a good wedding band all day. Or, like, you know, if you go see live music, I'm a band guy.
Always a band guy. Even, no offense to weddings, like, it's not the same. I will always take a DJ at a wedding, but bands are the best. Here's Paul McCartney or John Lennon?
Neither are my favorite Beatle, but I'll probably go Paul McCartney because John Lennon didn't seem like a nice guy.
I will always go Paul McCartney, who just had his, like, 1 millionth birthday celebrated the other day. Rock or rap? Can't take new metal here, where they just both combined, and we both, as kids, were wearing baggy pants and ridiculously big shirts and loving Limp Bizkit, Korn, and all the rest.
Yeah, I think through and through I'm a rap kid, even though rock did heavily influence me growing up, as we see Joe popping in there with George Harrison, who I think is both of our favorite Beatles. By far and away. Yeah, I'm a rap kid. You know, give me Biggie, Pac, all that.
It's funny. Like, in 1997, everything kind of turned, maybe 98, I, like, switched over, because I grew up obviously listening to, like, Beatles, like, R&B stuff from my mom, like, the influence of my parents. Then rap was, like, the music of our, like, the 90s, right? I wasn't into Nirvana. I thought that, oh my God, who gives a crap about this? But then, like, late 90s, everything just kind of changed in, like, perspective, what I listened to, what I thought of things. But I loved rap. Hip-hop, like, you 112 through Usher and P. Diddy and the family, all that, Biggie, Pac, KRS-One, when I learned LL Cool J's old stuff. Like, love it. There's such a good one, but I'm always going to lean rock. It's just something about live instruments. Except some of my favorite hip-hop guys have live tracks behind them, too. But, yeah, going to go rock on that one. MP3 or stream, Bill? MP3 or stream?
I mean, is this even a question anymore? Stream all day.
Now get out of here. Give me the sound quality, baby. Give me that MP3, even though I don't know where to find them. And MP4.gov.
No.
Back in the day, dude, iPods, Bill. But yeah, stream. Everyone's streaming. Yeah. Everyone's streaming. And what are you a strictly Spotify guy?
Yeah, 100%. Except when I go to bed, Apple Music has the white noise that I like.
Love that. That's why, Bill, that's the reason you can have a kid, because then the white noise is built in. Sometimes they make noise, though, but don't worry about that. That'll just wake you up. For me, I was just thinking about that. Like, I think I'm always using Amazon Music. Sorry. Because I don't know. It's free. Free, quote unquote. Britney or Christina, Bill? Big one from 1999. Throwing it back.
This is tough. I'll go Britney. Britney, I like a little better back in the day. Hit Me Baby One More Time. This is a story of a girl named Lucky. Yeah, I'll go Britney.
That's the second one you pull out.
I know, right?
Not like Toxic or...
Oh, that's a good one. I remember once I played... Our guy, Anthony, and I played Toxic at a New Year's Eve party on kazoos till people hated us.
Like,
the...
yeah. Like Edge of Christian. Yeah. Britney was everything. Let's be honest. Hashtag free Britney. I think she's up for like a court case, or that's going to be coming to an end soon, hopefully. Jay-Z or Nas?
I'm a Jay-Z guy. I think Nas has two good albums and really fell off later in his career. So Jay-Z all day.
Jay-Z, without a doubt for me. I have some of the early hip-hop, when I bought albums with my own money, Life and Times, Volume 2, one of my best. Almost burned through that. Jigga what, jigga who, Bill. Even though Nas, Hate Me Now, is, like, again, great spiteful track. Somehow also involving P. Diddy, because I loved everything that man did. Speaking of him, his big bud, Biggie or Pac?
This is another ultimate all-time answer and question here. I'll go Pac just because he has higher. Like, if I were to rank them, Biggie might have more favorites, but Tupac's would be higher. Like, he'd have more in like the top 10, and Biggie would fill out like the rest of the top 25.
Biggie's more fun to listen to sometimes, mm-hmm. even though, don't get me wrong, Podcasts, like, they're so good, Bill. This is such a tough one. Like, they both have the emotional tracks. They both have, like, you know, they struggle tracks, and, like, you can relate to that. It's not all about, you know, money, cash, hoes. There's a good amount of that, too. I'm going to go Biggie just because that's where I grew up, and I don't know if it's an East Coast bias, but California Love might be one of the, like, most, like, set them off, let's get this party started tracks, just that opening. And in Tupac's rap, I couldn't probably tell you any of his lyrics, but good stuff there.
I wouldn't want to on a podcast anyways.
No, you don't want to get yourself in any trouble here, Bill. We don't want to get canceled yet. Sooner or later, it will happen. Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo? This is a ridiculous one, and I'm just going to let you take it.
Olivia Rodrigo. She's already surpassed her. Not even close.
Taylor Swift is one of the best young female artists. She will, until Olivia Rodrigo, I need two albums, three albums like this, because, you know, she's sooner or later going to be manufactured into something else. I know this is a manufacturer because she's a Disney kid, but I love the album. I've been telling you about it, and all of a sudden you're on board. You've taken the rocket. You know, it's like the Olympics. You've taken the baton, and you've run down. I was talking, if you remember, if you want to go back, we were talking about best albums of 2020, and I was talking about Machine Gun Kelly, how it's like the pop punk scene's back. Mentioning Olivia Rodrigo then. Because that's when I think Brutal, there was like a couple things, which that's, I think, the best. Like, that album just kicks off, and that song's awesome. And it's a great balance. If you're a 13-year-old girl or a late 30s male, you can like it.
I'm just telling you, like, she's done what Taylor Swift has done and done it better in that one album than Taylor's ever done it.
I'm not going to agree. I can't. I think it's the sentiment of the world right now, but Taylor Swift is still, it's just amazing.
She's great. But, like, to me, I feel Olivia Rodrigo's tracks more than hers.
Well, right now, especially, Bill, this girl's coming in just daggers, where Taylor Swift is kind of going folky on us. Video games, Bill, this or that, Madden or NBA 2K?
Man, this isn't the question for me. It's Madden, even though I do love me some basketball video games.
Yeah, Bill, have you seen? By the way, your boy's about to get back in. I read the whole release. So Madden just released. They have the two GOATs, which is ridiculous. We've already had Patrick Mahomes and we've already had Brady on the cover. Now we're putting them both on the cover. What are we doing? Dumb. But they're revamping the whole franchise mode. They're revamping it, Bill. I read, literally felt like it took me 20 minutes to read this article, and I said, I think I'm going to start playing again.
All right. Well, that'll be big for our league, because that's all we do is franchise mode.
We'll see. I'm very excited, though. What I read, they're revamping everything, game flow, stadiums, different things are going to be effective, like the elements of the game. Like, it got me a little six to midnight. Xbox or PlayStation?
Wow, PlayStation kid my whole life. I've actually never owned anything Xbox.
See, I'm an Xbox guy. I love Xbox.
Are you really? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, Xbox is the one that's down here that I'll play a lot. PlayStation's upstairs that I barely use now, my PlayStation 5. But I've had them all. I always have all video game systems. But I just allow everybody to play whatever they want, folks, and still be able to play with their friends. That's all I ask. For the Switch, since you're a Switch guy, handheld or on the TV?
Oh, on the TV. I mean, I do play a lot of it handheld while waiting for things to render here and there, but I prefer it on the TV. It just looks so much better. And now that I still need to get a better controller, but having the real controller helps quite a bit playing, you know, good old Mario Kart.
Yeah, I'm on TV as much as I can, but I have been, like, sometimes I'm just on the go, or like, especially when it was nap time for the little guy, for JJ, I would always have my handheld just, you know, ripping up some Zelda. WrestleMania 2000 or No Mercy?
See, I'm still a WrestleMania 2000 guy. I liked the characters better. I liked how they were a little more blocky and they looked kind of faker, and the customization was pretty cool in that as well, even though I think most people would lean No Mercy.
Yeah, I'm going WrestleMania 2000 as well, though, because I think I just have more nostalgic feeling. No Mercy was a better for the storyline game of it, because there was, like, multiple tiers you could go down, win or lose. WrestleMania, you just had to, like, win every match. But WrestleMania 2000 just gave me all the vibes.
And it was the first game to ever have, I believe, the full Shawn Michaels entrance, and that made me the happiest on earth.
Do you remember how to get Shawn Michaels in the game?
I know you had to unlock him, and I remember unlocking him. I think you had to win the Royal Rumble.
You had to go undefeated the entire game with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And
if you went all the way undefeated through WrestleMania, then he came out after. And you could actually lose to Shawn Michaels in that after match. And still get him. Yeah, weird, but that was one of the things. Mario Golf or Mario Tennis?
If it was virtual tennis, I'd be taking virtual tennis. Oh, excuse me. I'll go Mario. Mario Golf as I die.
Mario Golf is awesome. Don't get me wrong, but it's Mario Tennis for me because it's just a quicker, like, paced game. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can do more in the characters, but probably both will be a part of a DSG video game slam soon. I know Golf is being released soon. For going back to Sega NES days, Bill, Lion King or Aladdin, not the movie, the video game.
Both kind of suck to play. Like, the lava level was really tough in Aladdin, and like, the there was like a jumping level in fucking
the waterfall.
Aladdin.
The waterfall.
Oh, that sucked. I think Aladdin, just because I remember playing that one more.
I think Aladdin as well, because it was just more fun to be like a character with a sword than just like a pouncing little lion. Mm. Sports, baseball or hockey? It's really for you.
Hockey.
Love it. Pay you to go to. I'm still a baseball guy. I love hockey right now, especially the playoffs are unbelievable. But baseball, it's one of my favorites of all time. LeBron or Michael Jordan?
I mean, this is ridiculous. MJ all day.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Bill. See, the thing with you is you never know. You're hot or cold. Sometimes you're super in the recent. You just said Olivia Rodrigo over Taylor Swift, so you never know what's going to happen.
I do like LeBron more than most people like LeBron. I think he's actually probably one of the more underappreciated athletes because he's just gotten so much shit, and he's, you know, he's kind of a DB, but he's, you know, he's,
well, let's
he's a
like
phenomenal player.
And let's not pretend like Michael was some sort of saint here. Like, there's a lot of stories as we all know behind the scenes. And if you watch the, what was the name of the?
I took it personally. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also a douche. By the way, that gives us a little heads up. In 2 weeks, podcast, we're going to be reviewing the only Space Jam that should matter previous to the new one coming out, the Michael Jordan Space Jam. We'll do a PCP review on that. We'll rank it, rate it, go through it, tell you all of our favorites. That's coming up. Bill, DH or no DH in baseball?
I mean, baseball is awful as it is, and putting a pitcher up to it is horrible. Give me the DH all day.
I agree. Last year, the National League had a DH, and look what happened. Dodgers won the World Series. Nobody cheated it also, but still. Watch TV, Bill, or be there for a sporting event?
Probably depends on the sport. Like hockey and basketball, I'll be there. And baseball, probably, too. Football, I don't want to be there.
I've been to so many football games, and the experience is nowhere near what you – the TV experience is so much better. It's cool to be there. Don't get me wrong. Playoff games, you've been to Super Bowls, you get it. But, like, you don't see anything. You don't know what's going on. You just yell. Kind of like
– It's a different game to watch live because the field just looks so much different than you're used to seeing when you're there.
It's gigantic. The field is gigantic. You have to be literally 50 all the way up to see everything. People think those are bad seats. You actually can see things. Or, like, mid-tier. Like a loge. Bill, Bird or Magic?
See, this is tough because obviously we grew up in Boston and my dad puts, you know, Larry Bird up there with, you know, the baby Jesus himself. But Magic's got more titles and, you know, just as clutch a player. I'm going to go Magic Johnson.
Well, you're an idiot. It's Larry Bird. Guy could shoot from anywhere, do anything. But I will give Magic Johnson credit on this, Bill. He beat AIDS.
I mean, you get enough money, I guess.
Beat AIDS. Not everyone can say that. All right, let's get to our miscellaneous last category. Appreciate you guys. You know, for anybody, again, you can leave a 5-star review on this podcast. We'll donate $10 over to the One Mission Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer and for XSI. So here we go. Miscellaneous, hot dog or cheeseburger or burger?
Burger all day. Burger guy. Throw some cheese on that SOB and give it to me.
Same here, Bill. I'm still looking to see if we're going to get that burger thing back up and running. Don't think it's happening this year. But leg day or chest day?
Chest day. I skip leg day. Sorry.
Get those twigs, Brock Lesnar. I unfortunately, just because of where my strength is, I'm more of a leg day guy, even though every day is leg day for me because it's heavy. Twitter or Instagram?
This is tough. It's like two different worlds.
That's a good way to put it.
I spend probably an equal amount of time on both. And if I had actually looked at what I clock in on, it's embarrassing because I will hit the limit I set for myself on both of them.
I like that.
I'm probably going to go Instagram because a lot more ladies showing off on Instagram. And I have 4 or 5 chats where people just tag me and stuff every day with like some sort of, you know, single meme and go, Billy? And it gives me a chuckle.
All right, good. I thought it was going to be depressing. Didn't know which way we were going. I will lean Twitter because I'm on there way more, and I like, you know, getting information on stuff, especially being like a big wrestling fan, sports. But Instagram, you know, has grown on me. It has definitely grown on me. For a while, I like put it away. It was almost in the Snapchat category where I just deleted it. I'm like, I don't need that. But now I use it quite often. Bill, Canada or Mexico?
Canada or Mexico? Do I want to go north or south? I've never actually been to Mexico. So yeah. I'll take Mexico because Canada, I wasn't overwhelmed by Canada.
Toronto is one of the best, most clean cities I've been to. Really cool. But if right now, if you told me, hey, let's just paint a picture. Me and you are going on vacation. We can either go to Toronto for a weekend and we'll just say there's like some event there, or Mexico just to chill out for a week. I'm going Mexico.
Yeah.
Going to Mexico.
I want a beach vacation. Sorry. Yeah.
I want to be in like some place where, you know, all inclusive, feet up, weird lizards, all that stuff. And those are the people. Sedan or SUV? Every time I see the word sedan, it just makes me feel like I'm 90 years old.
I hate SUVs. I really do. I don't like driving them. I just don't.
Let's see. So, okay. Yeah, I'm...
Like, I mean, you're a father now, so it's probably different.
I was going to say, I feel like, I don't know, what is a Mazda CX-5? It's like that crossover, so I guess it's kind of more.
Yeah, that's an SUV.
Yeah, I'm going SUV. Sedan can beat it. I need four doors, though. Don't give me any two-door things, because they scare me. M&Ms or Skittles?
I'm a chocolate guy all day, and I don't know, something about eating, like I can have Skittles, but I don't even think I can eat a whole bag these days. I could probably sandwich.
There's yellow, right? There's that crappy lemon flavor. So, you know, I don't like that. So I got to go M&Ms here. And I said, we're not going to do this, but let's just, for argument's sake, since you said that, go another one. M&Ms or Reese's Pieces?
Oh, I do find Reese's Pieces more acceptable than a Reese's, but I'm going to go M&Ms again.
Yeah, I'm going Reese's Pieces because it's one of the best. By the way, our guy Wes calling you saying Billy looks like he has the munchies. Maybe he didn't hear your comment earlier. But Wes, we were just calling you out. And he also says, I should have bought this, but it's listener's playlist. Not a bad idea, but not in that title, but maybe like a, we can bring in people.
Should I listen to this?
Yeah. Ooh, Billy! Bill, chocolate or vanilla? Where do you go there?
I'm a vanilla guy, especially if I can get the strawberry dip on a soft serve on a nice summer's day.
Who's strawberry?
Oh.
Yeah, dude. First of all, I'm not a swirl guy. Everyone tells me if you don't do a swirl on the soft serve, you're a maniac.
No.
I'm vanilla all day. Protein, vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Much more dynamic. Don't get me wrong. I like my like chocolate cakes and stuff like that when needed, but I lean vanilla as well. Coke or Pepsi?
See, I was a Pepsi kid growing up, but now there's something about the taste of Coke, especially if you can get that Mexican Coke in a glass bottle in a lot of the restaurants now.
You're going to Mexico.
Real sugar? Yeah, another reason to go to Mexico.
This is a real hard one for me, Bill. I said I can't not answer, so I will just say Pepsi because they have cooler commercials. I do love those cute polar bears. All right, let's rip through these. Waffles or pancakes?
Pancake guy all day.
I love pancakes, but when I can, Bill, I make waffles. Waffles are the best. Because if
tomorrow, I'm making waffles.
Yeah. But waffles, here's why. If you like butter and syrup, like – It goes right into those little squares, Bill.
It does.
And it's a perfect little pillow. It is a pancake. Basically, it's a pancake with holes in it. In a good
if you make the pancake right, though, the texture absorbs the syrup pretty nicely, too. Get some butter on there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't have to worry about it with the waffle. The pancake, you can mess up. You can overcook. You can burn on one side, the other side. There's no such thing as a perfect pancake. One side's more burnt than the other. If you make
I make a nice silver dollar pancake.
Little guys. But I'm going to sell lean waffles because those little pockets of just pure bliss. Sleep all day, Bill, or get up way too early and not really get any sleep?
Sleep all day. I'm a sleep guy if I can get it.
I can too. Like today, we were recording in the morning. I actually woke up like, let's just say 15 minutes before we started, and it made me feel so good because I'm usually up like, I usually sleep about 5 hours, which isn't good.
Yeah.
Today, almost 8. Tank top or long sleeve?
I mean, I'm allergic to sleeves most days, so I'm rocking a tank top. Actually, it's one of those, I think they call it a potato sack, a cutoff.
Mac sack.
Yeah, a Mac sack.
Yeah, a tank top. You got to let the arms out. All right, even if you don't have, whatever. It doesn't matter what they look like. I didn't even think. I should have worn. So don't roll up your sleeve like I just did if you're watching, because it's really uncomfortable. Next one would be pool or beach?
This is tough. They're both great. and I don't get out to nearly either one of them enough during the summer. But I'm a beach guy, especially if I can plan it right, bring along the right amount of snacks, cooler, chair. Especially if I'm at like a resort, I'll spend more time at the beach than in the pool. It is nice to dip off in the pool after a long day at the beach, but give me the beach.
Pool, beach, way too much work. Got to get up, got to get there early. You have to somehow like fight for positioning. No thanks. Give me a chill out with the buds, the fam, whoever. Give me a pool, hang out. Eat at your own time. You want to order something, you can order some. Throw some on a barbecue. You don't have to go spend $900. Get out of here, beach. You're overrated. Probably will be going to a beach soon now because, again, I have a child. Laundry or dishes, Bill? Chore style.
All right. So I hate doing laundry. It absolutely is awful. The new washer and dryer that I have, it doesn't get the clothes dry. The clothes get too wet in the washer. And I don't mind doing dishes. I feel it's a little therapeutic. I actually don't have a dishwasher, so I prefer to just hand wash.
I think the dishes is the most therapeutic thing a human being can do. I have a reason for it, because I believe there is something when you feel like you see what you're accomplishing while doing it. And if you're like me and you have any stress levels or your work, or you're just bent out of shape about something, or somebody said something bad about you, they said you had a bad take, and you're like, it's a really good take. And then you just wash those dishes, man. You listen to something else, put on a video, whatever music. There's something glorious about it. Where, you know, laundry is just throwing things in a thing, hitting a button, walking away. There's no satisfaction to it. Driver or passenger, Bill? What would you rather be?
I'm drinking, obviously. Passenger, but yeah. No, I prefer to drive, and then I can have the authority to control the music as well. So that's probably the most important part of being the driver, is being like, you're listening to what I want. Sorry. I don't pack the aux cord if I'm driving. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You nailed it. That's exactly the reason you get control and you get to set the pace. Last one here, Bill. When you're putting things away, cups in the cupboard, do you put them right side up or right side down? Either way, mouth up or mouth down?
A mouth up all day.
Okay, good. I was going to call you a psychopath if you did mouth down.
I don't know, people. Like, that would be a deal breaker. that's like putting ketchup on top of your fries.
Be careful what you say. But I would just say this. The only reason the reason I'm a cup up guy, because there's dust that's going to be, but you can easily just wipe that. When it's down, you never know what's just sitting on it. Just sits in it. Get out of town here, Bill. But that is it. This or that. Might be a volume one. Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we'll run it back another time, Bill. But it was a good one. We learned a lot about each other, and hopefully people got something out of it.
Shared Gooniverse.
All righty. What?
Did I jump the segment?
All right, you jumped the segment, but that's okay. Dork, no Davey Eyeballs. He was moving, and he's 40 now. He's a man. He's 40. Dork had a bunch of beer guys on to talk beer. Halfway through that one, Mac and Goo did the 1989 classic Aliens, and also maybe mentioned Michael Scott. CMM did Best TV Dads. I believe they did a draft. Also, just listened to the opening segment of that so far. TLDR talked books. I've heard it both ways. We'll watch some Psych and talk pineapples. And Get Help, a Loki podcast. We'll be doing episode 3 tomorrow. And don't forget the streamers, by the way. Dr. Joe, Arvon D, and Shine.
Make sure you support all the podcasts. Give those guys 5-star reviews as well. Go check them out. Listen, like what you like. Don't be a dick. Here we go. Dave Chappelle, Bill. Yeah, first of all, Madison Square Garden's back open. We already seen, you know, the Knicks were in the playoffs. Full boat, though, for a Foo Fighters concert over the weekend. And Dave Chappelle jumped on stage, Bill, and sang Radiohead's Creep with the Foo Fighters.
That seems like such an odd blend of three different things. When I read that, I was like, what?
Yeah, I didn't put the video in our little rundown. You gotta go after this, even if you watch 30 seconds, it feels like a fever dream. It feels like, or like a festival. Like, this seems like a festival thing. Like, why are all these parts together? And how did that song of all the songs come out of this?
Yeah, he didn't even sing like Everlong. He sang Creep.
Well, I wouldn't want him to. I'd rather him sing Creep than Everlong, because I imagine.
You want the Foo Fighters to actually perform that, yeah.
But like Creep, Radiohead, like strange, just wild. Also, some information came out, you know, as our comic book guys, and we watch all the MCU movies. Stan Lee put the hyphen, this information just somehow came out, put the hyphen in Spider-Man because he didn't want people to confuse him with Superman. Like, how dumb are we as people that people think we are?
I am. I'm pretty dumb. I confuse words all the time, so I'll take the hyphenated word.
Well, that actually brings up a really good point because there is a truth to it. And this is how I'm guilty. When I read, I'll assume a word by the beginning and the end, like the first two letters and the last two letters.
That's how most people read.
I guess that makes sense because if you see that hyphen somewhere in your eye going by, oh, grab it. But it just makes me laugh that this happened in what, the 50s? He did this? Like, he knew. Bill, anything you've been listening to or watching recently?
All right. So I've been watching the new episode of Rick and Morty. Very good start. I think this past season, season 4, I was lukewarm on. It was still very, very good, especially, you know, it's Rick and Morty, so even like a mediocre season from them is great. And then I watched the first two episodes of Dave. I know our guy Wesley Sykes and I went back and forth a little bit in the DSG chat about it, how they've turned Dave into kind of a dick, and why would he do that to himself? It's autobiographical. But it makes sense to me because they're building more character. So when you make somebody a dick, you kind of have to overcome being a dick, right? And even if he doesn't, it's still going to be interesting. So it's been very interesting. A lot of funny moments already. And that's the thing about Dave, as opposed to as great as Ted Lasso was. You get belly laughs from this show because it's absurd.
Watch 3 episodes.
Didn't love it?
It's going to be a tough one.
All
right. I can finish it. I don't think my wife can.
Oh, wow.
She looked at me and said, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I know. I'm like, okay. The only way – we were balancing it with – I literally told her. I said, Billy said I need to watch this. Would you like to watch it? She said, fine. I'll give it a shot. She saw it as a half-hour comedy. She's always a little leery. I'm like, well, let's see. First episode, like, okay, all right. The rap scene that he has with – was it YG?
Yeah.
Like, scene was off. That might be the best scene of the show that I've watched for the 3 episodes. The stuff with his super hot girlfriend, by the way,
yeah,
that helps. The open conversation about sexuality, cool, because like you don't see that a lot on television where like people don't speak. The whole thing with his penis, which is a real situation, which if you listen to any of his rap, he's been talking about that since day one. Like that's cool, but I feel like we're getting a lot of that. Like I'm getting a lot of penis, And, you know, which, by the way, anybody who has that situation, shout out. One of my favorite movies, 100 Girls. One of the guys has that as well, and he thinks he's a freak. But you're not. You're not, people. Pee where you got to pee. Actually, could be an advantage. Because sometimes, Bill, I know you've done it. When you put the unit back in the sock, you do a little extra drib drab. And if you're wearing shorts, it's right there for the world to see. So I always say you can pee a little extra at the gym because you're probably sweating anyways. But we'll see. I think I'm gonna try to gut it out. Like the last thing I saw was when she made that weird sex table, the milking table.
Oh my god!
He's about to like go lickety split, and then. By the way, the roommate shows up and lingers way too long.
Yes, he's a little odd. He's an odd bird.
Way too long, but yeah, I'm not out on the show yet. My wife, I think it's gonna be that's a project I'm not working on. But we watched a little bit of Dave. Sweet Tooth, I've been mentioning. Also, big week for wrestling. Hell in a Cell was this week, Bill. There was a Hell in a Cell match on SmackDown between Roman Reigns and Rey Mysterio. There was 2 Hell in a Cell matches, Bill, on the pay-per-view. Bianca Belair and Bayley, good one. Lashley, Drew, great one. Just awful ending because they don't know how to end matches and they're scared to let babyfaces lose clean. And then on Raw, Bill, they threw another Hell in a Cell between Xavier Woods and Bobby Lashley.
And then did I see that Kofi Kingston is also going to face Bobby Lashley in a Hell in a Cell as well?
No, not Hell in a Cell. That's at Money in the Bank for the title. Which is going to be interesting. But what's happening is behind the scenes, these executives – so SmackDown wanted more ratings. So they pushed the Hell in a Cell match to Friday night. NBC Universal goes, oh, really now? You're giving them a Hell in a Cell match. Well, where's ours? So after Hell in a Cell, like, we're going to roll down another Hell in a Cell match. And Kofi Kingston, by the way, I need to say this. I know you're a fan, and by this point, anybody that's a wrestling fan, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods may be – 2 of the most underrated promos. And I know it sounds ridiculous because ever since the WrestleMania built to 35, where Kofi Mania, let them talk, let those guys go. And last night in the opening segment, the 2 of them, they did their goofy stuff, but then they just let loose, Bill. And my wife said it. She's like, I want to see this match. I want to see what happens because it was actually like telling other people to shut up. when they get interrupted, not like a script when you can tell your line, my line, your line. It was really, really strong. So good stuff from them. But yeah, a lot of Hell in a Cell, Bill, and three different nights. Very strange.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, it's a specialty match. It should only happen but once a year. And like literally one Hell in a Cell match and not have a pay-per-view. Just call out, we're going into Hell in a Cell. This exactly. is a feud ender.
Hey, these too much interference. We got to go Hell in a Cell. Nobody in, nobody out. Mm-hmm. Easy. Writes itself. Bill, the next couple weeks for us. Next week, we will be reviewing and ranking. We'll put our PCP ranking on I Think You Should Leave Season 1 because Season 2 is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. We talked about it coming up in 2 weeks on July 5th. We will be doing Space Jam. We'll be reviewing Space Jam. Then,
when I saw this, I was like, I hope he doesn't mean the new one.
No. It's before the new one comes out. So we can touch it if you want, but we're not going to see it. Top 11 baseball movies. Finally doing it. The night of the All-Star game, Bill, because people might care about baseball stuff at that point. Mm-hmm. We will also do a 2001 20-year retrospective in some way. A 2001 wrestler draft. So you have all the wrestlers of 2001, which, by the way, that is when WCW was bought by WWE. You have a plethora, and hopefully we'll have some fun guests to join us on that. Any final words from you?
I don't think so. Not looking forward to the baseball thing, I'll tell you that much.
Cool. Great. You can do a Rossi List review. Maybe I'll get on somebody else on this one. You guys can, again, please give us a 5-star review. $10 being donated to Francis I and the One Mission Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer. Me and Billy putting our money where our mouth is. We've seen a few new reviews. We appreciate those so very much. Again, it takes no effort from you to donate $10 to two worthy charities where money goes directly to those affected by or dealing with cancer, something near and dear to our hearts. And you guys are all near and dear to our hearts as well. So it's summertime officially. Drink your water. Go back and listen to a summer playlist because it is it's a jam. Yes, Bill.
I won that thing, by the way, on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm not even playing this game. You do a one-day poll. I almost wanted to call you and scream. You pulled a change my mind on me.
I didn't mean to. It was my first time posting the poll.
I know you did. It was no offense. You won. You know who really won? The listeners, Bill, because they all got some great summer jams. And good stuff there. And Goo like calling us out in like the DSG chat again, being like, where's the playlists?
I know, I gotta make it. I'm lazy.
That's all right, Bill. But you know what? Maybe it's time for me to get a Spotify. I can help out on that. There's the little things I can actually do. But anywho, yes, go check out that podcast we did for Summer Songs. This is officially the summer. Bill is the winner chicken dinner. You guys all just have yourself the most amazing week. Check out all the other podcasts. Listen, rate, review, subscribe. Frank says hi.